Governor Rick Snyder has tapped a veteran auto industry executive to become the state's automotive advisor. Governor Snyder announced the appointment of Nigel Francis, and he created the Automotive Industry Office earlier this week. The new position and the new office will be housed within the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Nigel Francis has almost 30 years of executive experience in the auto sector, both in Europe and the U.S. Most recently, he worked for Tata Technologies in Novi and Troy. Nigel Francis joins us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Cindy, thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and what a wonderful day in Michigan it is here today. Thank you very much.
It truly is. Nigel, help us to understand. We hear the announcement of your new job, but explain to us what you'll be doing.
Well, certainly. There's effectively two roles. One role is to work within the MEDC and leverage the MEDC resources, which are fantastic, together with all of the extended economic development agencies and resources throughout the state to develop more and better business in the state of Michigan in the automotive sector. The second part of the role is to act as an advisor to the governor and his team in relation to automotive matters. Sounds very grandiose, but if you actually cut right the way through it, it's a large-scale business development job for the state of Michigan in the automotive sector.
So are there benchmarks that you're in the process of setting for yourself or for the Snyder administration or really for the Michigan auto industry where there'll be a time when you will know that what you're doing is actually working in your eyes?
Yeah, a very good question. As you, I guess you realize, I'm an engineer by education, and I spent most of my life in product development, actually, in the automotive industry. And what's important there, you know, what comes from that experience is that you have a process. And put into simple terms, the process that I'm used to is listen and learn, develop a plan, market test the plan, seamlessly execute, measure, and feedback and improve. So not surprisingly, here on day three, I'm talking to lots of people and have already started reaching out. And indeed, many people in the state of Michigan have been reaching back to me so that we can together consult and together maintain the state's world-leading position in the automotive sector and grow it and continue to grow it in a sustainable fashion over many, many years going forward.
You know, one of the situations that we have lived through over the decades in Michigan is this boom or bust cycle of the auto industry. Do you think that's something that we might be able to control better so we don't have these deep, deep recessions and then, just like we're seeing now in the industry, these big booms?
Very interesting question, and I'd love to have been educated as a global economist to answer that accurately. Let me give you a simple engineer's answer to that. I think that many things in life are cyclical. Obviously, global economies, regional economies, countries' economies are cyclical by definition, you know. And the automotive industry is so embedded into the life of individual people through the products and into the economies that by definition has to be cyclical, I believe. Of course, the challenge is to try to fill in the troughs and indeed to be able to react to the peaks. And I see one way of helping to fill in the troughs is I would like to see, but of course this needs to be tested with the many people that can give me advice as well, I'd like to see more emphasis on fundamental technologies and then the application of those fundamental technologies, particularly as we're living, in my opinion, in a time where the motor car is changing. It's becoming much more electronics driven. Could become very close to a moving computer, you know. We're using the industry speak, connected vehicle is becoming very important. So the auto industry is a highly complex and highly competitive industry, as you know.
Yes. In terms of your goal, one of your goals of bringing new jobs to Michigan, what do you think needs to happen to increase Michigan's share of the global automotive business?
Well, I think fundamentally what my flag is that I wish to fly is that we are the global leader
in Michigan in the automotive industry, in my opinion. We need to maintain that position. And the very best way of maintaining that position is if we work together as a team. So part of my outreach to the community is absolutely going to be to encourage collaborative efforts and to encourage people to be thankful for the position that the state and the industry has managed to work hard to create for itself over the last roughly 100 years and look forward together with the extended enterprise, all of the stakeholders, to create the next 100 years. It's not about just tomorrow. Tomorrow's important because it's there, but the measure of great success for me would be if we are able together to work out how we maintain and sustainably grow the position of Michigan in the automotive industry over the next many tens of years, 100 years, yes, but, 100 years is a long time for people to think about. 20 or 30 year time frame for sure.
So how do you do that?
Well, I think it comes back to positioning the products and the enabling technologies that need to go into those products such that we continue to have within an hour's drive of Troy, for example, Troy, Michigan, an hour's drive, everything that you need to produce a world-class product on a rolling forward basis. So there's a huge need to keep abreast of evolving technologies, and those technologies themselves need a highly talented workforce, and that workforce itself needs to continue to reinvent itself in terms of its skill set to keep up with the technologies.
Nigel, do you see a gap in the education process in terms of meeting the technical demands of auto jobs? Is there too much emphasis on that four-year degree and perhaps not enough on the technical training to meet those job needs?
Another good question, which happens to be very close to my heart. So, yes, I think that a successful automotive industry needs a whole array of skills. Now, there's very, very good programs out there. I would love to, and I wish to sit down with the leaders in academia in the state and actually just work through. We need a range of academic qualifications that go from highly theoretically based through a mixture of hands-on practical with theoretical base through to the highly technically hands-on oriented people. And it will be wonderful to have a very seamless system that enables an individual person to move about in that throughout their career. So they might start, for example, as a hands-on technical person and find later in life that they're actually inclined to be a more theoretical person, or vice versa indeed, you know.
So it sounds like Michigan's not there yet. That's something to aim towards.
Well, I think that we have world-class universities in the state which produce excellent products, the products being people. I think that, however, what I think is that the automotive industry moves very quickly and continues to move quickly, and we need to be ready with the right talent at the right time. And I need to be educated to find out whether or not we are going to be ready with the right talent at the right time.
Nigel Francis, as you look toward the future, because you're very, very clear that what you want to be doing is going to be paying off decades down the road, give us a sense, where do you see the auto industry in Michigan, let's say in 10 years? What will it look like?
I would hope and will work hard to ensure that it is stronger than it is today and bigger than it is today, and that the jobs that are associated with that are well-paid, interesting, fun jobs for the people of Michigan.
Michigan's new automotive advisor, Nigel Francis, he will head up the newly created automotive industry office. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Cindy. And I hope that you and your listeners will enjoy this wonderful, pure Michigan day. Actually, it's wonderful out there. Thank you very much.